Following is the president's speech at Norman, Oklahoma, Tuesday, December
28, 1948. It is a distinct pleasure and great personal pride that I join so many thousands of fellow Sooners to welcome to Oklahoma today our distinguished guest. First, I would like to present to you a man whom you know, Senator Elmer Thomas, our senior senator of Oklahoma. Senator Thomas. Next, I'd like to present another fellow Sooner, a distinguished former governor of Oklahoma, and your next senator of the United States, Governor Bob Kerr. And now I'd like to present our own Governor Roy Turner, who will introduce the President of the United States, Governor Roy. Our fellow Oklahomans, it is indeed a great pleasure for me to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Welcome. Immensely. I sincerely wish that we had more time. The train has been behind the schedule about 30 minutes, and we have a statewide broadcast at Oklahoma City, which I have to make at 4 o'clock. And I hope that every one of you will listen to that broadcast, for I'm going to take these Republicans to town in Oklahoma City. I can't tell you how very much I appreciate the privilege of getting a chance to look into your faces and giving you a chance to see me. I wish I had time to discuss the fundamental issues in this campaign. There is just one issue. The issue is the people against special privilege. The Democratic Party stands for the people. The Republican Party stands for special privilege. And I'm asking you to analyze these issues clearly, as I have stated them across the country. I intend to make every one of them perfectly clear so you can make up your mind on the facts and not on propaganda. This is the seat of one of the great educational institutions of the United States. Education is the fundamental necessity for our democracy. If we have the right sort of education, our form of government will continue always to be the best form that the sun has ever shone upon. What I'm hoping is that we can fix our educational system so that it will continue to work. It's in a bad way now. We're short of teachers. We're short of space. I tried to get this do-nothing Republican idiot Congress to pass the Aid to Education bill, and I didn't have any luck. The bill passed the Senate, and it died in the House because these Republicans don't believe in aid to education. One of them had the nerve to say that he thought the little red schoolhouse was good enough. The Little Red Schoolhouse was a great institution, and it brought forth one of the greatest countries in the world. But we are living in another age than the Red Schoolhouse. We might as well go back to ox carts just to try to go back to the Red Schoolhouse. We can't do it. We must make our educational system work. The Democrats are for that. I don't think the Republicans are. I want you to study these issues. I want you to read the record of this Republican do-nothing 80th Congress. That's the platform on which the Republicans have to run, whether they like it or not. They showed by that Congress how they stood and what they believed in. You've got my record. I don't have to tell you what my record is. I've been in the presidency for 3 years, and I was in the Senate 10 years before that. I've got a record on which I'm running. I'm making a crusade across this country to save the government for the people and to keep the special interests from getting control of it. Now, on election day, in order to keep this country on its feet, and to keep this country running like it ought to be, you must go out and vote. And in order to save the country, vote the Democratic ticket straight, and I won't be troubled with a housing shortage. Thank you very much. How would you like to meet my family? Well, here's the first lady. First Lady of the great state of Oklahoma, Ms. Turner.
and my daughter Margaret.
Get on. Yeah.